With SRA News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel is pounding targets in the southern Gaza Strip, intensifying a renewed offensive and ending a week-long truce with Hamas.
Heavy Israeli airstrikes hit parts of southern Gaza overnight, lighting up the dark sky. One of the targets was Khan Yunis, where members of the Hamas leadership are believed to be hiding. Hamas accused Israel of waging a genocidal war. Across Gaza, hospitals already under pressure were struggling to cope with a large number of casualties.
The BBC's Hugo Bashir reporting. In the nation's capital, a federal judge has ruled against former President Trump in his federal election case. An update from correspondent Ben Thomas.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan knocked down Trump's argument that he's shielded from prosecution because the actions he took in his failed bid to remain in the White House fell within his duties as commander-in-chief. In a ruling, Chutkan wrote, the office of the president does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass, adding former presidents enjoy no special conditions on their federal criminal liability. Chutkan also rejected Trump's claims that the indictment violates his free speech rights.
That is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. Los Angeles police are searching for a suspect in the fatal shootings of three homeless people in separate incidents around the city. Police Chief Michael Moore said Friday all three shootings occurred in the early morning hours. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass addressed a shooter directly in comments that aired on KABC.
To the person responsible, we will find you, we will catch you, and you will be held accountable.
Each victim was shot as they slept on the street. GOP Representative George Santos of New York has failed to survive his fellow House members' third and most serious attempt to expel him from Congress amid his mounting legal and ethical problems. This is SRN News. Europeans, by and large, are giving up on the afterlife.
According to a new poll, large percentages of people who live on the continent do not believe that there is any life after death. Only 42% of the people who live in England think that there is an afterlife. In France, it's 41%. In Germany, 39%. And 36% in Finland. In fact, the only country in Europe where a high percentage of people believe in life after death is mostly Muslim Turkey. 92% there believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
India will hold its general elections next year, and the small Christian population there is uncomfortable as a result. The persecution of believers in India is on the rise of late, but it tends to peak during election years when unscrupulous politicians try to score points by inciting radical Hindus against the Christians. International Christian Concern says divisive rhetoric and comments opposing Christianity are expected. This is SRN News. Russia's Interior Ministry has added the spokesman of Meta to its wanted list.
Russian state and independent media first reported on Andy Stone's inclusion last week. The news came weeks after Russia classified Meta as extremist. That designation opens the way for possible criminal proceedings against those using its networks.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. She was the first woman ever to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court, and now she has passed away. We get the details from correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Sandra Day O'Connor made history as the first woman justice when she was nominated by President Ronald Reagan in 1981 and confirmed to the nation's highest court. She often was the swing vote in closely divided cases during her tenure. In a statement, the Supreme Court said O'Connor died of complications related to advanced dementia, probably Alzheimer's, and a respiratory illness. O'Connor was 93.
That's Greg Cluxton reporting. More details at srnnews.com.